York.
From New York.
Broadcasting across the world. Welcome to the Muscle Blueprint Podcast with your host, Matt Mastro. Here to motivate, stimulate, and activate your best life. Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of the Muscle Blueprint. I'm your host, Matt Mastro. Today we're going to get real. We're going to go right into it, right into a real conversation here. People often want to know how you can make a dream come true. Is it possible to make my dreams come true? And I say, of course it is. All dreams are possible. But the reality is, a lot of dreams don't come true. A lot of times we're thinking of something that is huge. Your dreams are hard as hell to reach. Reaching your goals is going to be something that's nearly impossible for most people. But you don't have to be most people. The problem is we live right now in a world where we're looking everywhere for acceptance. We're looking for a reason for someone else to push us forward. It's hard to do it on your own. It's hard to go out on a limb. It's hard to bet on yourself. But that's what we need to do. In order for your dream to come true, you need to bet on yourself. You need to bet on the person that you are going to become. Bet on that dream. Don't fall back to let somebody else tell you what can be done. Someone else might be telling you no. Someone else might be telling you it's impossible. Someone else might be telling you advice. Advice sucks. There are not that many great advice givers when it comes to your dreams. And you got to recognize that. It's yours. Your voice is the one that counts. Your voice is the one that matters. Nobody else's voice can mean a damn thing. Does that mean don't listen to your mentors? Don't listen to people who have done it before you? Don't listen to your parents ever? No, the problem is you need to be able to take the differences between good advice and bad advice. You need to be able to take certain things with a grain of salt. Because sometimes people just say shit to hear themselves talk. Sometimes people just say shit because they want to be correct. They don't give a shit about you and what you're thinking. They just want to be right. Oh, you're going to fail. That dream's too big. Like, yeah, maybe it's too big for you. Maybe it's too big for anything you've ever fathomed because you can't visualize the way I can visualize. Your dreams are bigger than what they can even fathom. And that's okay with you. You need to be able to have that mindset. I don't care if it's your role model who tells you that you cannot do something. You can still be my role model, but fuck your opinion. Your opinion doesn't mean anything to me. I'm going to keep on going. Your voice is the only one that you need to listen to at the end of the day. It's important that we do that because our goals, they can only be reached if we stop being so damn passive. If we stop holding ourselves back, if we stop listening to other people and their doubts and letting those doubts creep into our dreams, creep into our visualization, creep into our daily thoughts. The only reason they creep in there is because somebody's putting them there. It's not you. If you believe in yourself, you're not the one putting those negative thoughts in your head. It's coming from an outside source. It's coming from someone telling you that you're not good enough. However they're saying it, they might not say it directly like that, but somebody is telling you, nah, I don't think that you could do it. I don't think you have the ability. I don't think that you have the balls to step up and take it by the horns and just go for it. I love being the underdog. I love hearing people tell me it can't be done. Because what better feeling is there than walking past that person when it is done? And you don't have to do it like an asshole. You don't have to walk. Oh, there's no "I told you so." If that's your style, then be my guest. There's not my style. But I don't need to do "I told you so." What I need to do is tell you, hey, I did it. I accomplished it. I hope you start dreaming bigger yourself. I hope that you're also able to take a step forward in your life, because what you said I couldn't do, I did. So I wonder how many things you held yourself back from. You tried to hold me back. Imagine what they held themselves back from. And it's a vicious fucking cycle. It's vicious how people can hold themselves back, then they want to hold other people back, and they don't even realize it's subconscious most of the time. But what we're capable of is being super successful at all of our dreams if we just bet on ourselves, we value ourselves, and we stop valuing other people's opinions, because the only voice that matters is the one that you're giving yourself.
Thank you for listening to the Muscle Blueprint Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes every day and find us on YouTube and Instagram at The Muscle Blueprint.